LDF Mobile, listening, KAA LDF. LDF, KABRVP. Good morning, Chris. We made it to Friday. Yes. Hallelujah. It was a rough week. Debating whether I should stay till 5 o'clock tonight or walk out the door with everybody else at 3:30. I know in my back of my head I should probably stay. It's a special job that we were introduced to, and you got to build all these little prototype things. So, anyways, it's a long process to complete just one. I got 60 more to go out of 100. It takes forever to make. Other than that, it's a heat wave. It's 23 degrees out.
Yeah, it is. Supposed to eventually get up to 40 for a few days and then back in a cold snap again. He said we might get one more big snowstorm around March 2nd or something. The weather guys that I watch, so we'll see what happens. Take each day as it comes. Yeah, that sounds like a big project. If it takes a long time and you gotta do that many of them, might be worth staying, I don't know. My end time is based on my tickets coming in. Sometimes, like yesterday, it was like 5 minutes to four, and I was the next person to get a ticket. And I made it. I didn't get one. But sometimes I'll get one at 2 minutes to four, and it takes me till 5:30 or 6 o'clock to get it all taken care of, especially if their computer dies, and I gotta order a new computer, install all their software, and then get it shipped. I do it all remotely, obviously. I think the computers ship out of Minnesota. But, yep, you just never know. It's all timing. It's the same thing for our call center agents that I support. If it's 5 minutes before they go home and they get a call and it takes them 45 minutes to take care of the patient, then they work over. So just the way it goes sometimes.
That's a bummer that you get a ticket in last minute, but exactly, that's the way it goes. I'll probably end up staying. They're not in a big rush for them, but we had already sent out a few samples, and they're pretty tickled pink. They asked my boss, "What's the next shipment?" Oh, no. So, nobody else can do the job. My boss ended up saying, "You're pretty finicky at everything you do. I really don't want nobody else to do it, to do the job. Would you please do the job for me? We require overtime and staying over at least till 5. Oh boy. Yeah, okay. Usually Fridays I usually walk out with the rest of the guys at clock out time, and I usually get home. Well, my banking gas and get home. Pack up and usually go up north on Friday night. Won't be doing that this weekend. So, actually, my youngest daughter and her boyfriend gave them the key. So they're up north right now. They're shoveling over 2 foot of snow that was on the deck, you know, on the back porch or the front porch. And the driveway was just full of snow. Him and her do ice fishing, so he had all of his stuff on the back and his three-wheeler and everything, so he was loaded down like a pack mule when I hand him the key. There's supposed to be another couple in the afternoon to show up to go ice fishing and meeting them out on the lake. So that would be nice. My wife and I have other plans this weekend, so probably next weekend we'll be end up going up north. KB8RV, PK8LDF.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, is your place up north, is it year-round? Could you just live there year-round with a furnace and everything? I know you'd probably get a fire going, but I didn't know. If it was fully insulated and got a furnace and everything, if you retired, if you could live there year-round, or is it more cottage-type?
Livable. Furnace stays on. It's all heavily insulated, crawl spaces, finished out, heavily insulated. Usually in the spring we usually get water in the crawl space. There's a check valve that runs out from the front of the house, which faces the lakeside. There's a PVC pipe that's buried underneath. And it's supposed to, if there's any water that gets in the crawl space, it's supposed to go through that pipe and then disperse into the yard. Well, I think the check valve is busted, so when we get a heavy rain and the water gets high, it comes up through that tube and we have water in the crawl space, but it's not usually too bad of an issue. Throw a couple pumps down in there and pump it out to the back of the house. But no, it's livable. It's the original cottage. You could do that too. This cottage is kind of like a chalet. A-frame light, and it was built probably in 1999, so yeah, we had to tear down the original cottage. Great big willow tree took it down. Smashed it to smithereens. So insurance paid for the cottage, and then we had to pay more for it to be reconstructed, and everything is like brand new, man. You walk in, it's like a new home.
KB8RVP. Yeah, I've seen the pictures. You sent me pictures of the lake and the dock and the house. I just wasn't sure if it was set up for year-round use or had a furnace or whatever. Obviously, if people are going up there and using it and the water's on and everything, you got to have the furnace going. But, yeah, my brother and sister-in-law moved up to Traverse City, so they're on the west side. They get all that lake effect snow. My brother literally has to run his snowblower almost every day. And when they moved up there 2 years ago, they had a little four-horse Sears Craftsman snowblower, just a single stage. You got to tip it forward and the rubber blades pull it along. They thought they could get by with that. After they got the first, I don't know, 14 inches or something, they found out, uh-oh, we got to go buy a snowblower. So they've been using it for 2 years, and they hit something with it, a big chunk of ice or something, and broke one of the shear pins. My brother doesn't know anything mechanically.
So my sister-in-law was texting me, do you know how to get out this bolt? And I'm like, that's a shear pin. But get a punch and a hammer and see if you can pound it out. Well, they couldn't. When it broke, it deformed so it wouldn't go back through. So I sent them a video on how to cut the head of the bolt off and push it through the other way. And they finally got it out and got it replaced. But they were down for, I don't know, 4 days. Snow's piling up. They're trying to use that little four-horse snowblower to try to keep things shoveled out. And yeah, it's not good when your snowblower goes down when you live over there. Anywhere on the west side, Grand Haven or Muskegon or anywhere, they just get so much snow, it's crazy, like literally every day. I don't think I would like that. Patty's got a coworker that also lives up in Traverse City, and he was complaining, like, every single day he's got to go out and do snow.
KBWK88LDL. Got a friend that lives up in Traverse City, and yeah, you should see the snow that they got. Oh my God. They've got a ton of snow. Yeah, they got one of those three big snow blowers, you know, with a great big auger on the front. Got like a windbreaker that goes over the top. You stand inside. Yep. Yeah, a little paddle snow thrower. I don't cut the mustard. Light snow, it's good, you know. You only have maybe about 3 or 4 inches, but not 12 to 24 inches. Yeah, be better off shoveling by hand instead of using that push paddle one. Yep, it's crazy. Yeah, I just switched from propane to natural gas in the spring. Got rid of that stupid pig. I had to buy a conversion kit for my hot water boiler system, you know, for the furnace. Get that changed over. And it was perfect timing because my LP hot water tank, that ended up taking a dump on me. And I said to my wife, well, we can get by without a hot water tank, you know. So we ended up going to Home Depot and buying a natural gas hot water tank. And I put that in and plumbed that all up. My conversion kit for my boiler came in. I wasn't going to fart around with that. It's pretty easy to do, but I ended up hiring a heating mechanical guy. He didn't live very far from where we were at. I actually met him at McDonald's restaurant in Bay City. I looked at his jacket, and they had some patches on it, and he was walking out, and I was walking out. I said, hey, hold up a minute there, dude. Got a question for you. And we start talking and stuff, and I asked Poppin the question, hey, do you do residential? Yeah, I do, and I'm a master. I have a master's license for heating mechanical. This is awesome. I says, where do you live? I live in Standish. I said, I got a place in West Branch, you know. Yada, yada, yada. I ended up hiring him. And he converted my furnace over for me, so he had a little bit of a problem. He had to have a couple of special tools to get in there deeper, but I'm just glad to have him do it, because would have taken me a longer time than what he had put into it. But yeah, it's all set, man. So I got natural gas running in there, and the stove is electric. Next thing I want to get is a generator for the well pump and just a few basic electrical stuff to have it operate, you know, like for the furnace, you know, for the boiler. So, yep, wouldn't have to be too big of a unit. Well, I'm here at work, man. Hard to believe. I hope today goes by quick. KK8RVP, KK8 all day.
Yeah, our son and daughter-in-law got a whole house generator because they've got three sump pumps in their basement. They got like two half horse and one horse. This house is crazy. It's like built over top of an underground river. So if they ever want to leave for the weekend or go somewhere or do anything, they don't want to have to worry about those and having their basement flood. So, they had a great deal on Generac generators. They were closing them out at half price. They got it for half price. Consumers came out and hooked up the bigger meter, and they hooked up the connection for it. All I had to do was plumb in the black pipe to the generator. Had that all cut at Home Depot and threaded and everything, and had the inspector come out and inspect it, and they're good to go. I did a tune-up on it last fall. Those are really nice to have. All right, have a good day at work, Chris. Have a good weekend. Hope you get your project done there at work, and we'll listen for you next week. 73 KB8RVP.
Can't imagine having three sump pumps. But yeah, I completely understand that. Yeah, so we had too was a bigger gas meter. When DTE gave us the price and how much it was going to be for us to be tapped in the first payment, it was a little over $2,000 because they had to come right in from the road and into the house, you know, or up to the house. And I asked for a bigger gas meter, because at first I was thinking of getting on-demand hot water system, you know. But after really getting down in it and really looking at the numbers and how much usage you get, I'm just better off with the system that I have. I wouldn't really be making a head or getting my money back at any time soon, getting that hot water on demand. Because I was going to get it to replace the boiler system, and the hot water on demand would take care of heating and your hot water, you know. So after I was looking at the numbers on that, I thought, no, you know what, I'm just actually really better off with what I'm running right now. So, oh yeah. The other thing too is looking at mini splits for air conditioning. So looking at the Mitsubishi ones. Those are actually the top of the line right now. All right, we'll catch you later. I'm gonna head on in and get the day going. KB8RVP, KB8 all the way up 73. Mike, have a great weekend.
This is Whiskey 8 Alpha Lima Kilo monitoring Lapeer.
W-8-F-F-R, W-8-F-F-R, TF5-INT. W-8-F-F-R, TF5-INT, calling me. Having heard TF5-INT, click.
This is KF8CDK monitoring.
YJN Mobile.
W8MLB testing. W8MLB.
W8OLE.
KF8AQQ listening.
got you, Russ. Yeah, it looks like I'm transmitting here, too. Looks like my tone was all right. Don't operate here very much at all.
I don't know if it's just my ears or what, but you sound very strong on that last signal there. Very strong.
I don't know. Maybe getting closer to the mic or something and didn't know it. Maybe I should watch that on this repeater.
Yeah, it wasn't overpowering, but you were definitely, like, in the same truck with me. Full quieting, I guess, would be the description.
Wow, that's cool. Sounds like your son has got you programmed with some verbiage for the 2-meter band here. Cool.
Yeah, my memory just slips once in a while. I haven't been on the radio for a bit. And I just forget everything that I learned.
Yeah, I have a trouble with doorways. That and doorknobs. Once I'm on the other side of the doorknob, I think, where was I going?
Well, I'm only 60, so I think I've got almost another year before I have to start worrying about doorknobs.
Yeah. Hey, I got 22 years on you. Yep. And a great number of them are Ben Ham Radio, so good thing that I've got a vocabulary for it anyway. Not that I can remember it, but I got the vocabulary.
KF8BDD.
Come on in, the airwaves are fine.
Breaking station, go ahead. WAAWQU here.
Yes, I was the mobo that was trying in there a little while ago, so I just wondered how it was now. I kind of brought the antenna up a little bit, and I just wondered how I was hitting you out there. And this is KF8BDD over here in Oakley.
Okay, real fine. Were you on the 2-6 that I was trying to check, find out where that mobile was from when we were on 2-6? Was that you trying to get in there?
Hey, Roger on that one, Roger. Yes, that was me. I just got a little vertical ground plane on my back in my Ranger here. I talked to you guys, I think you and Ed the other day, where I keep messing with antennas here that don't get caught in the trees while I go through the trails here. So I keep trying different antennas, and this is a little homemade one, and it wasn't good if it was in the box, so I moved it up out of the box, and I was picking you guys up there, so I thought, well, and not sure what receiver on it. It's GILFO, so go for it.
Okay, I'm going to bow out of here. I'm going to let you and Russ talk. Russ, can you hear the BGP station? He's a mobile too, so why don't you guys talk about mobile? I'm going to finish the job in the kitchen here. 73s, guys. Happy health and a safe weekend. WAAWQU, clear.
Farm here. And in between, I try to listen and say hi, so... Which is the 73 to you guys from the big town of Pocatello, Michigan, over here. This is KFA-BDD. Thank you.
Hi, too. I'm going to bid 73. This is KFA-AQQ, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Quebec, Quebec, signing off.
Hey, too. 73 is Russ. Happy, healthy, and a safe weekend. WAAWQU, hitting the kitchen. Bye.
myself to Charlie Newman.
KFA Delta Charlie Zulu,
CQ.
But there's an awful lot of noise.
All right, appreciate it. Is this any better?
Substantially.
Yeah, I got too much SWR and too much reflective coming back. I don't want to run this much power for too long. All right, appreciate it.
Don, have a good one. KB800E.
73, KDAX, we'll be clear. KF8, Delta Charlie Zulu, go ahead.
Yeah, how we get there?
Copy that.
Wonder how we're getting into the base city machine here. We're getting in decent or not? Maybe that answers my question. KDAGX.
I guess so. Looks like the Guilford repeater is one I just kind of stumbled upon it. KF8, Delta Charlie Zulu.
So this one's going to do the landing one, but it's on a lower frequency, so I'm getting a lot better SWR going through Bay City than through Lansing. Which Bay City's quite a bit further from me than Lansing is, but I can run higher power and not fry my radio, so that's a perk. But, yeah, well, I don't know if you answered me when I was on the Lansing machine a few minutes ago there, but maybe it's a different call sign, but maybe not. I'm terrible with call signs. I just need to remember my own here. So KDAGX on the Bay City machine.
Did you say Bay City?
Yeah, that's the repeater I'm coming up to. That's what I have a label in my radio as.
Yeah, the one I'm showing is a little a repeater in a little town out north of me called Guilford. At least that's where it's on the repeater book. I guess it's close to Bay City, more east of it, a little southeast of Bay City, probably about 15 miles.
I've decided programmed in my radio, my radios, and my programming for my radios for many years. I've decided programmed in as Bay City. I think that's what people refer to it as. Yeah, it's probably not actually physically in Bay City, but yeah, I don't know, it's what I have a program in as. That's what I've always called it, and other people have called it, but yeah, it's on, well, if I have T, I can see what frequency it's on. I'm keying up on 144.710.
Well, maybe your link, well, yeah, that's the input side of it. Why don't you keep the mic? That's a negative duplex. Positive side, obviously, or the receiving side is a different number. 45310.
That's the Bay City.
They call it, you just labeled in the repeater book with the wrong town?
45310, it was on the oldies 96 tower up there, and that's still forever.
Working good, working good. Getting them decent or not really?
I'd say you're about 80%. There's some noise there, but you're getting in there. I'm on a rubber duck and faster, but there's multiple receive sites on this machine.
How does this one sound? I just put up a new antenna yesterday and been checking it out. I'm in Frankenmuth.
Well, I'm quite a ways away from Bay City, but I'm on a aluminum cable up in my attic. Running an ASU 8800, if it sounds good. 8900 in the car. But yeah, so I mean, I'm running full power. I'm running 50 watts on the radio here, but my SWR is looking decent, so looks like. What do we have? 1.3, 1.2. Yeah. Well, decent SWR, but I was getting about 2 through the Lansing machine. So I didn't want to keep running high power with that high of an SWR. I don't want to fry my radio.
What town again?
I'm on the south end of Gratiot County, just north of Clinton County, on Rainbow Lake. I mean, it's the village of Parenton, or it's a Parenton address, but...
Yeah, you're doing all right.
Quite a ways away from Bay City, so yeah, I think we're doing okay. For a deep hole in an attic, I think we're doing decent.
I've got a bunch of voters and remote receive sites, so I don't know what the furthest towards you is, where it is. I don't know enough about this machine to say either way anymore, but they've definitely put it through some upgrades recently. I don't even know if it's located at the same site. It used to be down the street from me. I looked up in the thumb, but I don't know anymore where the transmitter's at, exactly where it's at.
Yeah, there's one thing that's tied into it. I was going through that one first, but I'm getting too high SWR on that frequency. I didn't want to keep going on that one. That's just over here instead. Yeah, I think there's a bunch of them working together that are all tied into this one. So I know there's one thing in Bay City and it's two other ones on the east side of the state that are all working into these together as well. I don't know which all ones. I've looked it up before. There's a nice website that's got all the stuff on it, but it's been a while.
I'm just talking about the 14531. It has multiple receive sites and voters to see which one it's hearing you best on. But there's links all over. There's one in Lapeer. There's a couple around Flint, Fenton. If there's one Lansing. I'm going to bail out of here. I'm watching some hot rod shows on YouTube. 73 to both you guys, and have a good evening. This is KB8OLE.
Now we're coming in through Echo Lake. Figured we'd check it. Well, I'm going to turn the audio down on the radio. There we go. All right. Just figured I'd verify Echo Lake. connection here coming through the same site. Well, looks like I could check Lansing, too. Yep. There's Lansing. All right. We'll be clear. 73s, KDADX. Clear the frequency.
IWS, go ahead.
K8, what is that, IDI, I believe? How are you doing this evening?
Well, believe it or not, you're my first call after I just moved my radio station from one end of the basement to the other. This is Kilo Delta 8. India Whiskey Sierra. It's Kurt. I'm in Fenton. How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, Kurt. My name's Rich, and I'm over in Saginaw. I know where Fenton's at. I used to lived in Holly for a while. I lived around Clarkston for a while, and originally I'm out of Waterford.
Real good, Rich. Yeah, I've been working for about the last 4 hours running coax through my ceiling to my station, to this new location. And I thought I had it set up, my 9700 set up on the power supply. And so I turned my power supply on, turned the radio on, and nothing happened. And then I realized that I had it set up on battery power. So I went and got my battery and moved that over to the station and just had plugged it in. I heard your call. So you're in Saginaw. Yeah, we had a great day today. Blue sky, sunshine, and I think it got up to, low to mid-30s today.
Yeah, it was a nice day around here, too, especially compared to what it has been. It has been cold. And, I just moved down into this area. For the last million years, I've been living up north. I was in East Jordan. Then I ended up living in Bel Air. And, this is kind of odd to me. I'm used to being in I owned a house in Frederick for a while. I'm used to being in Snowbelt area.
Oh, yeah. Very familiar with that area. Yep. We got a place just west of Gaylord. And we aren't too far from Bel Air, not too far from East Jordan. And not too far from Frederick. So I think I'm probably, as the crow flies, maybe 12 miles to the weather station. They're off from Mancelona Road. And I'm a little bit south. I'm a little bit northwest of that station.
Oh, yeah, you live over closer to, Mancelona, Bel Air area. Me being in Bel Air, Mancelona's just down the road.
Yeah, very good. Let me have your call sign again so I can write it down.
All right, I should be doing the same myself. It's Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Zulu, India.
Okay, Rich, got you in there. Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Zulu, India, and mine is Kilo Delta 8, India Whiskey Sierra. So, yeah, they have been, I'm told that we are having now what has normally been considered a normal winter. We're right in that snowbelt area, and oh my goodness, back when that first big storm came through and Otsego got 4 foot, we got 2 to 3 foot where we are, and let's see, I think they're above average now for snowfall, and I know that I was up there last week and plowed, and they got another foot since I plowed, so yeah, it's been a great winter for snowmobilers, for sure.
Oh, I can believe that. All I keep thinking about is right before I come down here, my GP9 come down on the roof where I lived up there. And I know right now it's just buried underneath that snow. I hope the sections don't leak on that thing. I want to save it.
Oh, yeah. Yep, there's there's a lot of things. There's a lot of weight on those roofs up there. So, well, Rich, I have got to put my station back together and put the ceiling back together where I took the ceiling tiles out to run my coax. So I've got another hour to go, and I haven't stopped for dinner yet. So, hey, glad you're using this repeater system. Yeah, it's a good system. Good to hear you on it. And I'll be around probably tomorrow. And if you're on the air, I'll shout out at you. Good talking with you. Just a question. How long have you had your license?
I got mine in 2015. I've got to renew it this year, and hopefully I can move up to general. I was without my radio for 5 years, and I had to learn how to talk all over again.
Okay, Rich. Well, it's good to have you back on the air, and you have a good remainder of your evening. Don't be a stranger, and we'll catch up with you later. Nice talking with you. KE8AZ India. This is Kilo Delta 8 India Whiskey Sierra. KD8IWS clear. 73, Rich.
73 to you. KE8AZI to KD8 India Whiskey Sierra.